Family Worship Experience International, a place of worship, word, and intimacy. Join us as we take a walk into the life-changing Word of God with Apostle Jonathan Shekonia.
One more time. Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord.
I
need Thee, Lord.
Come and quench this
thirst in my soul.
Yeah. Bread of heaven, fill me. Till I want,
no,
till I want no more. Fill it up. Precious Spirit of God, we've gathered unto you this evening, so desperate, hungry, desiring more of you. And Lord, we cry tonight that everyone receives something of you. Let everyone be transformed. Let our current state of hunger be filled. Satisfy us with your glory, dear Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're all welcome to church this evening. And I know you are here tonight with an expectation. One of the major requirements for receiving is that you come with an expectation and your heart be open. And this, I believe, is the state of our heart tonight. And I want you to know that no one is living the same. No one. I see a lot of people at the overflow on the sun. I need you to know that your sacrifice is not in vain. What you are doing is a sacrifice of a lifetime. Watch out and see how God rewards your lives. Hallelujah. So you are inside, you are outside. In one moment, can you lift your hands again and say, Lord, speak to me this evening. Go ahead. Go ahead. Ahead and share your talking to the Lord. And share your talking to the Lord. And share your talking to the Lord. Father, we thank you for the things you are doing tonight. Fill me up until I overflow. I want to run over. I want to run over. Fill me up
until I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up until I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up.
Hey.
I wanna run over. Come on, take my time, fill me up, yeah.
Yeah.
I wanna run
over.
Fill me up, yeah. Yeah. This song I want us to do before I teach briefly tonight. We have a lot of singing today to just bless the Lord for the things He's doing. The one I love is ever before me, and it seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love. The one I love is and it seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love. The one I love.
The one I love is ever before me.
It seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love. Come on, inside and outside. The one I love. I live for the one I love.
The one I love tonight.
The one I love is ever before me.
It seals upon my heart.
I live for the one I love.
The one I love.
The one I love is ever before me.
And it seals my heart.
I live for the one I love.
The one I love.
The one I love is
ever before me.
And it seals upon my heart.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I sing to the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I live for the one I love.
I sing to the one I love.
I sing to the one I love.
The one I love is
ever before me. It seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love.
The one I love.
The one I love is ever before me.
Upon my heart,
I live for the one I love.
John the voice is the one I love. The one I love. Can you picture the Lord standing right before you? He's not far from you.
The one I love, the one I love is before me. Hey, I live for the one I love, the one I love.
You, Lord, you are worthy. No one worship you for me. Oh, all the things you've done for me, yeah. No one
can worship you for me.
Here is my worship. Can you just give it up to him tonight?
All of my worship.
Yeah. Receive my
worship.
Come on, this is what we've got done for weeks. Yeah. Receive
all of my worship.
Receive my worship.
All of my worship.
You're not part of this. Listen, before we take our seats, can you just dedicate 2 to 5 minutes and sincerely thank God for the victory over COVID-19. We are not scared. He's already victorious. Can you just thank the Lord for the victory over it? Thank Him for the victory. For the battles we could not fight, you fought them for us. Shabakata Baladaba, glorious Father, we honor and adore you. Thank you for the victory. Bless the God who caused us to triumph always. Lepros Kabaria Kabalagadesh. Lepra Tekobos Kabaria Ladabranda Kateya. Shabaranda Prekobalanda Pregadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we are grateful because you are victorious. We thank you for you caused us to triumph always. Blessed be the name of this great King. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. You're welcome. God bless you. Can you be seated? Hallelujah. You're all welcome to church once again. After a long while. Missed you guys and happy seeing you again. Amen. And we trust the Lord that no more going back. We trust the Lord. Amen. And congratulations to Ayuba and his dear lovely wife. Amen. They got married yesterday. Amen. And it was an amazing time. I was there. So I saw him with his dear lady. And they are here. We will give you time later to just share a brief testimony and then we thank the Lord with you. Amen. Alright, can we make progress? There are some things I want to just remind us of this evening. And we trust the Lord to... Eyes have not seen, part one. I trust the Lord we finish today. If we don't finish, then we'll have a part two. I know we won't finish. You know, it is very obvious that we are in the last days. Very obvious we are in the last days. And the enemy's attack against the body of Christ has become so intense. It has become so powerful. But we have an assurance. The Bible said the church of God is marching forward, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The enemy is fighting the body of Christ. You go on social media, you go on the news, the attack against the body of Christ is so terrible. And the amazing part of this is the attack is coming from those who are supposedly believers. They claim they too are believers, but they've been manipulated by the enemy and they've been used. Remember that even Peter was used against Jesus. Is that in your Bible? So it's not unusual for a believer to be used against the body. It's not unusual. It's normal. I want you to be very careful because we live in the last days. This is the last days. The rapture is closer than when you got born again. You know, we've been hearing Jesus is coming soon. He's coming soon. We don't know how soon. But let me tell you this. He might meet some of us alive. I mean, the rapture might meet some of us alive. It might just meet some of us old men and thereabout. But it eventually might meet us alive. The Bible says he's coming like the thief in the night. Hope you know that's not to us. He's coming like the thief in the night to the world, not to us. We know when he will come. We are aware. We know. You check around, the emphasis about his coming has become so serious. Is that it? Meaning the bride is already preparing herself. And Revelation tells us that the spirit and the bride will say, come. We will not be able to say, come, if we are not aware it's time. Is that it? Meaning we are not going to be in doubt. We are going to be aware of the timing. We might not know the day, but the season we will know. And it is very close.
very close. We don't have time to go into those explanations and scriptural backings, but we will know. So I need your heart to be prepared. Your passion for God should remain. Eyes have not seen. 1 Corinthians 2. So with all of the attack, and how many of you know that COVID-19 was an attack against the body of Christ? Believe me. You have to really be a spiritual person to understand what I'm saying. And let me share this briefly. Satan is not omnipotent. Satan is not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. Say amen to that. You know, a lot of us have been scared. We believe that Satan knows everything, even the things you are thinking. It's not true. Satan does not know everything. And I will show you how Satan works. There are three things that trigger his actions. Number one, prophetic words. Satan don't just act blindly. We understand that he doesn't know everything. But each time he wants to act, especially against the body of Christ, he leverages on prophetic words. For instance, what is the Lord doing in this season? I will share with us briefly. What is the Lord doing in this season? What is this season supposed to be for the church? What is God doing? I will share with you. And as soon as Satan hears prophecies of the things the Lord is doing, he leverages on those words and then begins to fight. He leverages on those words. I think I made an illustration sometimes back. Let me have somebody again. Come. Any of you, come. Stand this way. I called this young man up and I prophesied to his life. Francis, in the next 2 months, I see the Lord lifting you. I see your sphere of influence increase. I see the Lord bringing finances into your hand. I see breakthroughs and destiny helpers coming into your hand. Satan is not aware of that revelation. As far as we are concerned, this thing now is something that we receive from the Lord to him. And Satan is not aware. So as soon as he hears, he will now say, I've been watching Francis. I knew this guy was going to be something. In fact, the way he has been praying this season, the dimension of prayer, I knew something was about to be better, but I didn't know exactly what. Thank you, man of God, for revealing that breakthrough is coming. So as soon as Satan hears that prophetic word, he now goes into action. He attempts to block every channel that brings the blessing. Initially, he was not aware. Or I come with a prophetic word. In the next 2 years, I see you ministering to thousands of people. I see you blessing nations. And then Satan says, I've been seeing it. I knew that there is something special about your life. Except that I didn't know exactly what it was. Thank you for that prophecy. And then he leverages on that prophecy and starts fighting Francis. This is one of the major reasons prophetic words don't come to pass. It's not because the word was false. It's just that when the word came, we relax. As soon as the word comes, it's supposed to stir up a level of desire, passion, and prayer. Lord, it be to me according to your word. Let it be to me according to your word. Then you go into the place of prayer until that word becomes a reality. Because Satan will fight. He leverages on prophetic words. He leverages on information. For instance, or let me give you another example. Francis had a dream. He saw himself ministering. And then the Lord gave him a word. In the next 1 year, I'm sending you to the nation of, which nation now? Where do you want to go? United Kingdom. He didn't mention anywhere around Africa. And then he sees himself in a dream, or what you will call vision. And the Lord tells him, September next year, you are in United Kingdom. I have an assignment for you. Do you know that there is a possibility September will come next year and he doesn't go anywhere? No, I assure you, there is a possibility that time will come and it's not going nowhere. And then he can begin to ask questions. Oh Lord, did you lie to me? Shebi, I saw this thing. And the Lord will say, you saw it, but while men slept. You saw it. The word was true. It was for me. The wild men slept. The enemy came and saw tears. So this guy can now begin to question the word of God. Meanwhile, it was a revelation both to him and Satan. So as soon as they got the word,
This guy is excited thinking that's all. And Satan goes into action to fight the word of God. He leverages on information. He does not know everything. Bless you, sir. He does not. So question, where are we in prophecy? Why is Satan fighting the body of Christ? It has been revealed again and again that our generation is going to pioneer the last revival that will usher in the coming of Christ. Is that it? So as soon as Satan heard, he had to bring destruction. And let me tell you what the Lord showed me. I took out time the first week of the lockdown to really seek the face of the Lord. I wanted to know what the Lord is doing. I took out time to seek the face of the Lord. I wanted to know. And I had a vision. It was a very serious vision. The Lord took me around territories. And I saw what is going to happen after COVID-19. Brothers and sisters, listen carefully. What is going to happen will be drastic and dramatic, just like COVID-19 shook everywhere. Believe what I'm telling you. Help the person over there. Listen, don't be distracted. You know, when the word comes, it should be confirmed. This is the confirmation now. I was taken in the spirit around territories. And look at the first thing I saw. Massive harvest of souls. I mean massive harvest of souls. I saw it. I'm not just saying it. I saw it. Watch this. I was taken around territories. And then the final point I was brought to was family worship. I came and it was a service like this. The crowd was unimaginable to a point I had to go outside to see what's happening. And our media guys were going into the houses of people to borrow TV. Let's just put TV for people all around to see something. Believe me, that's what I saw. I saw it. People were sitting even in people's compounds and neighboring places here. And I stood outside. I was wondering, I said, Lord, what's this? He said, I'm showing you what will happen after COVID-19. Satan thought he was trying to harm us, but it is scriptural. Had he known, it is scriptural. It is an ancient mystic. Listen carefully. Satan has an ancient mystic that he will never learn from and will never adjust from. It's an ancient mystic that he will always think is afflicting or inflicting pains on you or the church, only for him to see that it is now working against him. Is an ancient mistake. For had they known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. Had they known. I saw it. And as soon as I saw it, I was relaxed in my spirit. So I knew COVID-19 was coming to an end. There was no need for panic. There was no need. No need. There was no need. You will only panic when you don't know the end of it. But when you know what is at, come on now. Come on now. Come on now. I can see with the eyes of my spirit. I can hear a sound of a new church marching. Yeah. And I know these are the days of your spirit. The nations will be willing. The people will be willing. Yeah. Oh. 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 I can see the stronger than Moses. I can see a generation stronger than Elijah. And I know these are the days of your power. The people will be healing. The nation will be healing. Oh, no. Oh, oh, oh.
So young ancient arise.
I'm speaking to your spirit, I'm prophesying.
Young ancient, soon worship.
You are the one I'm talking to.
Young ancient, the spirit of the Lord is with you. The spirit of the ancient one is at work in you. Yeah. Young ancient arise. One nation to worship. And I know it's by the grace of your power. The nations will be willing. The people will be willing. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, please, if you can, be seated. Be seated. And this will cut across every sphere of life. It's not just church. There are young businessmen that will stumble into millions. Believe me, you've been prepared for it. You've been prepared for it. It's just that it's time for prophecy to find expression. I'm telling you. Listen carefully. This service is majorly instructive. You should know what God is doing. It's not going to happen because of, it's just that this is the time you are living in prophecy. There is no better time to have lived than now. You are in prophecy. I've heard people say all kinds of things. Why was I born now? This is the best time to be alive. Where prophecy is unfolding in our very eyes. I'm telling you. Is unfolding in our very eyes, prophecy. You are a pastor here. Listen, this is an admonition to you. All that is required, just be in alignment. You have wept and prayed and cried for years. The time for consolation has come. You will see levels of harvest, harvest of souls. You will see levels of the miraculous. You will see dimensions of power. Unusual. It will happen because this is the season. It will happen. For many of you, we have few months to the end of this year, but you are a millionaire already. Believe what I'm telling you. You are already. How it will happen is not your business. You are not supposed to fine-tune the means. God is in charge. It will happen. It will. Can you give us a scripture? Please be seated.
No. Oh.
There will be a mighty outpouring. I'm telling you. All the things you've been hearing in messages, and you are wondering, when will these things be? This is the time. For many of you, you are not even pastors, but through your hands, God will work miracles. Through your hands, miracles. In your neighborhood, they will call you pastor, although you don't have a church. I'm telling you. They will call you pastor, you don't have a church, because your hands will be empowered for signs and for wonders. Listen, this is the age where people will walk into church. We didn't even invite them. They will be helpless. The church will become the answer for the world. Believe it. This is why Satan is trying to ridicule the body of Christ, but it's too late. I'm telling you, it's too late. Let's start from verse 7. Let me just read through if we can have it. 1 Corinthians 2. Please just be seated quietly. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God had ordained before the world unto our glory. The church is going to be glorified through this mysterious wisdom of God, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they wouldn't have brought coronavirus. For had they known that at the end of this affliction, the body of Christ was going to take over nations, they wouldn't have. Because this is an instigation from the pit of hell. Had they known, they wouldn't have. Then, our place of interest, the Bible now says, as it is written, eyes had not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that loved him. Listen, I know the body of Christ have seen dimensions of graces. We have seen mighty men that God used. But look at what God is doing in this season. He's multiplying those men. We are not just going to have one. It's not going to be one Joshua Selman. We will have so many Joshua Selman across territories. Believe me. It's not just going to be one Daniel Colender. We will have many Daniel Colender across continents. We will have so many Pastor Chris around territories. We will have so many Benny Hins around. So many Deborahs around. So many Catherine Kumans around. This is what God is doing in this season. He is multiplying it. Multiplying his people. He said, eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not even entered into the heart of any man. The things the Lord is set to do in this season. I'm telling you. So many sinners are rising in this last age. A lot of them, not few. Listen. Look at what's going to happen. You know, right now, any channel you open, what you see is COVID-19. Is that it? Watch and see what happened after COVID-19. Every channel you open will be about the miraculous. It will be about the hospitals. It will be about people and men doing mighty things for the kingdom across territories. It will come to a point where the church will become the headline of the news. It's happening again. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It will happen in this season. Believe what I'm telling you. Believe it. It happened in the days of our fathers, where every news carried the news of Ketin Kuman. Every newspaper was Amisampo McPherson. Every newspaper was Maria Woodward Etta. Every newspaper was Benny Hinn. It is happening again in our time. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Who are the people God is going to use? Everyone under the sound of my voice. Both online and those here. Those who are listening to the messages around the world. They are the one. You are the one the Lord is going to use. Little one that God has been working on you. For many of you, you would have been on the field before now. But God has been keeping you for a reason. Even when you are shouting, Lord, it's time. God is saying, no, I'm preparing you for something. This is the season. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Hallelujah. Please, can you be seated if you can? Just be seated. For many of you, you look so weak. Believe me. For many of you, you look so weak. You don't even look like the one God planned to use. I'm telling you, your friends can look at you and you are not even the one. For many of you, you are not even schooled. For many of you, you know you are a village boy somewhere. You just meandered into town. Somebody brought you to give you a job and the job did not work. It was a setup. God brought you for a reason. It was a setup. You watch and see what your life becomes. No, watch and see. I'm talking to you. Some of you know you are the one I'm talking to now. You've been in Abuja wandering around. You don't even know why you are here. I came because I needed a job. A job is not coming. And somehow you meandered into this meeting. It was necessary that you hear the things I'm saying today. You are the one. God is counting on you. I'm telling you, He's counting on you. He is. Don't even give up on yourself yet. Not yet. It's too early. Not yet. Eyes have not seen. ears have not heard. It has not even entered into the heart of any man, the things God will do with us. No. We are a mysterious generation. I'm telling you. Mysterious generation. So what's the requirement? This is what I want to share with us. It's basically instructed this night. Please, in case you came with writing materials, let's write.
Holy Spirit, come flow through me. Holy Spirit, come flow through me. And make my life what it ought to be. Holy Spirit, come flow through me.
This should be our cry in this season.
Holy Spirit, come flow through me. Holy Spirit, come flow through me. And make my life what it ought to be.
You might be behind time, but God has a remedy.
Holy Spirit, come flow through me.
That your hands become his hands, your eyes his eyes, your legs his legs.
Holy Spirit, come flow through us. Holy Spirit, come flow through me. And make my life what it ought to be. Holy Spirit, come flow through us. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, please be seated. Let's write. What's the requirement for these things God intends to do in our season? For many of you, this is a reminder, and for many of you, it's a complete whole revelation.
Leko razika baya. Vambro koski barande preskilash. Ya lego zagabaya dagash. Sibrande gelisha. Oh dear. Oh dear.
Oh dear. I'm so excited that I belong to this generation. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about it that I'm part of this generation. The first requirement, the availability of men. Will I be able to teach at all? What's happening here, Lord?
Yagabashata.
Shalom. Please just be calm. Let's receive something briefly before we pray. Let's just be calm. Peace everywhere. Number one, the availability of men. The availability of men. The availability of men. It is not just sufficient that God is doing something. Men must be available. Whenever God intends to do a thing, and men are not available, it can limit. It can even abort the plans of God. It is powerful that men are available. All through church history, all through the scriptures, God never moved without men. Never. Never moved without men. That the most important factor on the earth is man. Man. God's interest is on man. Satan's interest on man. This is why demons can never walk. Demons can never manifest until they find a residence in man. And that the Holy Spirit himself
will not just come and walk endlessly across the territories of the world. He will need men that are available. Psalm 110 verse 3. 110 verse 3. He said, for in the day thy power, what will happen? Thy people shall be willing in the days of your power. That is not just sufficient that the power of God is available. Men must be available. It's not sufficient that God intends to do mighty things in our generation. Men must be available. I intend to move mightily, but I need a man. I intend to bring revival, but I need a man. I am helpless without men. I'm telling you this. He is the Almighty God. But when it comes to this realm, God is almost helpless whenever men are out of place. Ezekiel 22, he said, and I sought for a man. Is that your Bible? Why will God be looking for men? It is impossible to walk the earth without men. He said in Psalm 115, I think verse 16, he said, the heavens of heavens is the Lord, but the earth has he given unto you. Some other translations say you are in charge. So far as the earth is concerned, you are in charge. That God cannot invent the earth system without consulting you. You are in charge. Men can stop the move of God. Men can alter it when they choose not to be available. But Lord, we are available. We are that generation that avails ourselves. He promised them that in 400 years, he was coming to rescue them. But when the time came, man was not available. Moses was not yet ready. It took extra 30 years for God to bring them deliverance. God himself wanted to redeem mankind to himself. He had to search around and then try to find a human vessel that he can use. And then he found a young lady called Mary. She had kept herself and prepared herself for that assignment. And God could not. In fact, Mary alone could not make it work until Joseph cooperated. Listen carefully. Had Joseph decided, I'm not taking this woman. Do you know that according to the laws of Israel, Mary would have been stoned to death because you've been betrothed to another and now you are found pregnant. It means another man did this thing. And your dowries have been paid. It was legal that she be stoned to death. And then the Bible said, Joseph said, for me, I will let her go quietly. Whatever will happen, let it happen. If they like, let them kill her. An angel had to appear to him at night and say, oh boy, better cooperate. Do you know what God is doing? Better cooperate. God is trying to bring redemption to mankind. And if only you decide that this thing will not work, it truly will not work. If Joseph had decided, angel, Mr. Man, I'm not agreeing. I know I did not do anything. Why will I take Mary? To be very honest, Mary would have been killed and Jesus would have suffered it. So God had to send an angel from heaven. Joseph, better cooperate. Because this is an agenda for a generation. It's an agenda for humanity. Whenever God wants to do a thing, men must cooperate with him. I'm telling you this. Men must cooperate. And each time God finds one man, and that man chooses to be available, the way he guides that man, at times you might wonder, is this a man of God? Look at this and that and that and that that he did, and God is still guiding him and saying, he's my own. How many of you know that Peter denied Jesus? How many times? You are Bible student, 3 times. See what happened in Acts 16 verse 7. Please give it to us. You think on a normal day, Mark, you think on a normal day after Jesus resurrected, he should not call Peter. Peter denied him after all. You should just let him go. Look at what Jesus said. As soon as he resurrected, Mark 16:7. But go your way, talking to the ladies that went to the tomb. Go your way, tell his disciple, and who? And Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall you see him. In other words, tell the disciples to meet him in Galilee, and also talk to Peter. Because I know with what he did, he might not want to come. He might feel he's disqualified for the journey, but I know how much investment I've made on him. He denied me 3 times. Everyone, even if I were the one, I won't go to see Jesus. Do you know the embarrassment? He was the one that said, no, any man can leave you, I'm still here. In fact, nobody can do anything, I'm here. Gallant. And as soon as he saw fire, he denied Jesus thrice. Thrice! Now Jesus resurrected and he's telling the disciples to meet him. You think he mentioned Peter here because he was the leader of the apostle? No, you are joking. He knew that Peter might not come along. He said, no, tell Peter also, I know my investment. One mistake does not take you out of the equation. No, one mistake does not disqualify you. There are a lot of you here like that. God has invested in you. Maybe something happened along the journey and you think you are no longer going to be used. No, sir. I bring you a word of hope. The investment of God upon your life is generational. I'm telling you, it is. It is. Tell Peter also to meet me. I know what he did was wrong, but he should meet me. You know, this is what happened to David. David misbehaved and did all kinds of things, and God still chose to call him a man after my heart. Even David was confused. He now asked the question, what is man? That you cannot do business without him. What is man? Even David was confused. What is man? I'm telling you, God is looking up to us. You think you are the one looking up to God. He also is looking up to you. Because you can decide the extent. You can decide the extent to which this revival happened in your territory. For many of you, the kind of trainings you've been going through, the kind of pains you've been going through, at times you want to eat, the Lord will tell you, no, your fast extend 3 more days. At times you think the retreat is over. He will tell you, as soon as you rest, one day you start another. And you've been wondering, Lord, what, where are you taking me to? I don't understand all of this. I bring you a word. He's preparing you. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. The things he's equipping you for, I'm telling you. For many of you, you will be surprised at the end of it. You will look at yourself and wonder, is this me? I knew I was called into business, but I thought it was just going to be a mini something here and there. I didn't know God's plans about my life was to be a kingdom financier, a multi-billionaire. All he wants is your availability. He said, can two work together? Except they be agreed. Can two work together? Tonight, I bring you an invitation from the Lord. Can you give me your hands? That's what he's saying. Can we partner together? Can you give me your hands? I know you are weak. For many of you, you don't even know what your life is now. As it is now, no direction. You don't know whether you are moving forward, whether you are moving backward. You don't even know whether the plans of God for your life still holds. I bring you a word. All he's saying is, give me your hands. Give me your hands. I know you've been struggling to find purpose. Give me your hands. You've cried all night. Give me your hand. I'm just a village boy. Give me your hand. I can make a wonder after. I mean, from your life. My family has given up on me. Give me your hand. God is still in the business of looking for men. I'm telling you. He's still in the business of looking for men. That whoever can be available. Young, old, average. Whoever can be available. This thing has nothing to do with age. I'm telling you. The age we are living in now is when your children will go to school and perform miracles. They will become like magicians in school. Believe what I'm telling you. They will report. Some of their teachers will carry them back to your house and say, this is your boy. Open one blind eye. Please, talk to him and let's know the power he's using. It will happen in this age. It will have nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with God's agenda for our generation. Are you available? Are you usable? Are you available? He's looking for men. For eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. I know you've conceived so many things. How is this revival going to be? I'm sure when you do like this, people will fall. It's going to be beyond that. That whatever you've conceived is not even up to what God is about to do. I know we'll come to a crusade and 100 wheelchairs will be healed. I mean, the blinds we see is beyond that. We are talking about organizing crusade in 3 days' time, and the blind around that environment all are seeing already. The man of God has not arrived. Testimonies already. No heart has conceived it. We are talking about when the government will call young people from the church to show them the answers to the economy. And you will sit in meeting with presidents of nations and decide what happened to their economy. I'm telling you, super intelligent people. Be business mogul. People who know the cloud and they can read the timing. It's happening in this season. Am I involved? Am I part of this army? Yes, you are. All he's asking is that you give him your hand. Lord, I'm available. I'm available. I'm available. Am I qualified? Yeah. He doesn't even use mighty men. He qualified the weak. He qualified the average. Availability. Can you pray in 1 minute? Oh God, I'm available. That whatever you are doing in this season, don't do without me. I'm available. I'm available. Tonight God is awakening desires in us. I'm available. I'm the last born of my family, but Lord, I'm available. I'm available. Koza barashi balamende ketia. Bankros kabrian telege baras. Joko baralige baras ambrodashke. I'm available. Hallelujah. Now listen. Each time God is getting ready to move upon the earth, two factors are very important. Number one, man. Number two, the Holy Spirit. If one is available and the other is absent, the assignment waits. If the Holy Spirit is ready and there is no man, he has to wait. If men are ready and the Holy Ghost is not around, he will have to wait. Men were ready in Luke 24 verse 49. Men were ready. They were ready to move. And Jesus, discerning, saw that the Holy Ghost was not yet poured on them. He told them to tarry. Wait. Wait. I know you are equipped to go out, but wait. There is a second, equation here. The Holy Ghost is not yet available. This thing cannot be accomplished. And Revelation 22:17 tells us that it is the Spirit and the bride. It's not just the Spirit, not just the bride. The Spirit and the bride must say come. The Spirit and the bride must pioneer this. The Spirit and the bride. Partnership. Holy Spirit, you are doing it in this generation. I'm available. You are moving in my territory. Don't move without me. A young man came to my house 2 days back and he said, Apostle, I came with a cry. I said, what's the cry? He said, whatever God is doing in this season, I must be involved. It's either he kills me or I'm involved. I said, that's it. Availability. You have to be ready. You have to be available. That's how powerful you are. For many of you, you've been looking down yourself and God is looking at you like Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. Do you know who you are? And you are still hiding and saying, me, I'm shy. Me, I have inferiority complex. Me, I can't even talk in public. Brothers and sisters, nobody can talk in public. When the Holy Ghost come on, you remember Mary asked a question. Mary is available, the Holy Ghost is not around. She asked the angel, how can these things be? Because it looks like she had an understanding that it has to be the Spirit and the bride. He said, you will conceive and bear. And she said, how can this thing be? And the angel answered, the Holy Ghost will come on you. You will be overshadowed and something will be conceived in your inside. I'm shy. No problem. Let him come on you. For by flesh shall no man prevail. Born of a woman is not possible without him. It's not possible. The first requirement is that we must be available. Men must be available. Lord, after this season, what are you doing? I choose to be available. Don't just move and I'm seeing things happen and I'm outside. No, I choose to be part of it. The first requirement. Second, and then we pray. I want us to close on a good time. Transformation. The second requirement is transformation. Transformation is only possible through the Holy Spirit. Only possible through Him. So when He comes, the first thing He starts doing, now that you are available, is that He starts working on your mind. What is transformation? The constant adjustment that happens to your mind until you become like Jesus. That is a constant shift that keeps happening to your mind. Anytime you hear the word, it corrects something and adjusts your mindset until you start looking like the person of Christ. It is called transformation. If it is not happening to you, it means nothing is fully happening. as soon as you are born again, it is expected that there is a shift in mindset. There is a shift in ideologies. It is called transformation. And let me show you two proofs that transformation is happening to you before we pray. The first proof that transformation is happening to you is that your desires are altered. Everybody say it after me. Your desires are altered. This is the first proof that transformation is happening to you. You got born again last month. You came into the church. Your desire was to get a job. And then after 2 months in church, it's no longer a job. You don't even call job again. As soon as we come and we see everybody should write a prayer point, you don't even mention a job. The first thing your prayer list is, oh God, I want to know you. Has it happened to anybody here? It's a proof transformation is happening. If it doesn't happen to you, you are not growing. Brothers and sisters, listen carefully. If this does not happen to you, it means you are not growing. Spiritually, nothing is happening to you. Is a job bad? No. It is in his blueprint to give you a job. It is in his blueprint to make you married. It is in his blueprint to make you a millionaire. But that should not be a priority. It shouldn't be a priority. So when you come into the kingdom, you got born again, you enter a meeting like this, and you see the power of God everywhere, all you are crying for, when others are saying, Lord, please, I want to be involved in what you are doing. What you are crying for as a person is, Lord, in this atmosphere, my husband must come. And God is looking down and saying, all right, remain here. Stay for 2 months. And then 2 months down the line, you come for a meeting again like this, and the atmosphere is like this. Why are you looking to heaven? And you are saying, Lord, if not, you kill me. God is saying, yeah, it's happening. It is called transformation. 2 months back, what was your desire? A husband. Now, what's the desire? More of you. If this is not happening, I have an answer for your spiritual life. No growth. I'm telling you, no growth. For many of you, what I'm saying now is a description of what is happening to you. Some weeks back, it was, oh God, if you don't give me a job, I will just run mad. Oh God, if you don't give me my rent. And then you took one retreat, just one retreat. And you came out and said, Lord, job or no job, you are Lord. And he's now saying, yeah, this boy is growing. Oh God, this or not that, you are still Lord. You are now the center of my desire. If not you, like the song worship team sang, my value is what now? How do you put it? The value of my life is determined by how much of you I carry. Then that becomes your prayer. All the while, you thought that the value of your life is 10 million naira so that you can intimidate neighbors. And now, you are saying, Lord, 10 million or not 10 million? You. And the Lord said, yeah, you are growing. Your desires are gradually being altered. Sometimes it will look like the whole thing is heavy on you, and you enter into your closet and you are crying alone. Oh God, I know I said I need you, but at least you two should have checked my side and do something for me. If you don't do anything by tomorrow, I go back to the village. And while you wake up in the morning, the Holy Spirit will comfort you. You are waking up and you just wake up with a song. There is a new song in my... You don't know why you are singing. He is called the Comforter. So while he trains you and the journey is becoming painful, he sent the Holy Spirit to comfort you. It's like flogging a child and petting him at the same time. That's what the Holy Spirit does. You are saying, Lord, I'm giving you the last. If I don't marry this year, forget it. And December we arrive, you are not yet married. And you are about, then he said, Lord, it's just because of you. Lord, it's just because of you. And he's saying, there is nothing here like because of me. I've been working on you. It's called transformation. Your desires are being altered. Or you are a pastor. You've been crying, Lord, if you don't increase this ministry, me, I'm not doing it again. And when you are about quitting, he will show you a vision. And you see crowd, thousands of people. He said, Lord, what are you now saying? He said, remain here. He said, Lord, I'm still here. He is called the Comforter. I'm telling you, he's called the Comforter. Your desires are gradually being altered. It's called transformation. Hallelujah. Transformation is one of the proof of transformation, that your desires are being altered. And is there anything wrong with having a desire? No. In fact, when coming into the kingdom, one of the major things that drags you here are the things you want from the Lord. Is that it? The disciples were not different. They came to Jesus, and later we realized that the reasons they came to Jesus was not because they wanted him. It's not even because they loved him at all. They saw the manifestation and they thought, if we follow this guy, things are going to work out for our good. They followed him for a while and realized that nothing was happening. One time, Peter called him by the side and said, "Boy, come. We've left everything and followed you. We thought by now you would have given us a bigger company. We thought by now something should have happened to us. I've been following you for 3 years. What is the reward for all of this is?" They had ambitions. They had something they were after. One time they came to Jesus and said, "I want to sit on your left and your right. When you conquer Caesar and become the king, I want a position." They came to him because of various things they needed. When they saw that these things were not working, as soon as Jesus died, the Bible said they went back to fishing. This thing is not working. We thought he was going to make us wealthy people. We thought he was going to make us governors. We thought he was going to give us wives to marry. Now he's not doing anything. And the Bible says they went back to fishing. As soon as the Holy Spirit came on them, nobody mentioned that again. Read your Bible. As soon as Acts of the Apostle 2 happened to them, nobody ever mentioned anything about those things. Because enough was a proof that transformation is happening. All they wanted was to see the kingdom advance. All they wanted was more of him.
I want more of you. Yeah. I want more of you. Jesus, the more I know you, is the more I want to know you. Jesus, more of you.
If you mean it one more time, I want more of you.
I want more of you.
As you sing, ensure you mean what you are saying.
Hey, I want more of you. Jesus, Jesus. The more I know of you,
is the more I want to know.
The more I want to know.
Hey,
Jesus. More of you.
You know, one time I remember while we were in school, I heard a man of God preach. He said, if you are 30 and you've never entered an aircraft, there is somebody following you. And I told myself, before 30, even if I'm not going to preach, I'll go to the airport. I will buy a ticket. Maybe I'll just go and land in the other airport. I will enter it back and come back to prove that nobody is following me. And while I was deciding that, the Holy Spirit told me, that's pride. If you can walk with me, you will come to a point where you fly more than you drive. I mean, your journey will be mostly on air than it is on land. You see, it is in his plan to give you admission, but that your major pursuit should not be admission. It is in his blueprint to make you marry that husband, but that the major pursuit should not be the husband. It is in his blueprint to give you that business, but that the major pursuit should not be that business. He should become a priority. A priority. When this happens to you, it's truly a proof that growth is happening. When this happens to you, it's truly a proof that transformation is happening. Where it's not even about, and this leads me to the second thing. As soon as transformation starts happening, you become kingdom minded, not even your needs now. It becomes about the kingdom. Lord, I want to see souls saved. It's not about my ministry going and then I can become popular. No, it's not about popularity. It's about lives being saved. It's not about being wealthy. It's about the kingdom being advanced. It's not about writing a song to be known. It's about people getting blessed. At that point, it's truly a sign transformation is happening. That you don't mind to be in the secret praying and you are not even seen on the stage. I'm telling you, there are people like that. They are called silent laborers. They are in the secret. Nobody sees them with a microphone. But that they are the life wire of churches. They will come and they might just be two or three in this kind of ministry. You will see one sitting there, maybe one at the overflow. They are not heard. Nobody knows them. But that anytime they are praying, they don't even call themselves in the prayer. Shabateka. They can pray for 5 hours and they didn't even tell God anything about themselves. All they were making mention of is, oh God, let thy kingdom come. Oh God, that souls be won. Oh God, that you preserve your ministers around the world. You will never see them with a microphone. But as they keep doing this, they are the general sustaining the church. They are called silent laborers. The disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray. He didn't start with their knees. He said, when you pray, say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Reverence. Then thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then later now he mentioned the issue of your daily bread. When you go to God and you take away the kingdom and you bring the issue of daily bread, you won't get it. Because that's not the order of prayer. No, it's not the order of prayer. According to the rendition, he said, thy kingdom come first. Thy will be done. This is exactly why many of our prayers are not answered. I'm answering your questions now. A lot of you have been praying. You enter a retreat and then there is a long list. Everything on that list is about you and your family, your mother, your wife, your children, your uncles and nephews. And you wonder why the result is not coming. Selfish prayers. It means nothing is yet happening to you. Transformation is not happening. It will come to a day where you enter the place of prayer and for 3 hours you've not mentioned your need. For 4 hours, Shabbateka, Lord, harvest of souls. I heard apostles say harvest of souls is coming. Lives are going to be transformed. Oh God, I pray, let there be harvest. Shabbateka, send the laborers, empower the laborers, and you pray, you check your time. You have prayed for 4 hours and you came with your list and you've not mentioned your list. And you say, how about God? What are you doing to me like this? Anyway, you should know that I have list. Please check these things out. And you leave. The next time you come, you think you're going to begin from your list and you start praying again. Before you know, 2 hours, you've not mentioned your list. Thy kingdom. Let me tell you what will begin to happen. God will now begin to scan your life and see the things you need. When you make God's business your business, He makes your business His business. I'm telling you. This is one of the major reasons behind unanswered prayers. If I say, tear a list now and write the things you want the Lord to do, the first thing you're going to do is, Lord, our financial life. Lord, breakthrough to our family. Is there anything wrong with that? No, sir. It is in the blueprint to give it to you. But that should not be a priority. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. How many things will be added? All things. It is an aberration to seek the things that should be following you. I'm telling you. You are now running after the things that have been designed to run after you. It is an error. It is. Thy kingdom come. A proof of transformation is that you are not worried about yourself. You are not bothered about yourself. It's now about the kingdom. It's now about the kingdom. A young man sent me a text some days back and I was so touched. He said, Apostle, in my entire family, I think I'm the only person born again. And the Lord laid in my heart that hence I'm the eldest. I should organize a Bible study class every evening for my younger ones. Please, can I do that? Because it pains my heart that they are not saved. They are not born again. When you come to that point where it pains you, you see people who are not saved and it pains you, is a sign transformation is happening. I'm telling you. The kingdom.
Elohim Adonai, your kingdom come, your will be done. Elohim Adonai, your kingdom come. Elohim Adonai, your kingdom come,
thy will be
done. Elohim Adonai,
thy kingdom come,
your will be done. Elohim, Elohim Adonai,
your kingdom
come. More time, Elohim,
Elohim, Adonai, your will be done.
One more time, say,
Elohim, Adonai,
your kingdom come,
your will be done.
Elohim,
Elohim, Adonai,
your kingdom come.
We will stop here, maybe continue next week, but listen carefully. Truly, God is concerned about our generation. God wants to move in unprecedented way in our generation, but He's searching for men. He's searching for men who are not too busy for Him. He's searching for men who are available. He's searching for men who can allow Him alter their desires at will. Alter it. You say you are going to Abuja, He drags you to Nasarawa, you are willing to go. You say you are going to Nasarawa, He drags you to Abuja, you don't complain. That's the kind of people God wants. That you are not very rigid. He can turn you like the wind and you are willing to follow. Men who are available. Men who are available. Men who will subject their mind to the dictates of the world. He said, for as many who are led by the Spirit, they are sons. As many transformation. It's no longer about you. It's about what He wants. It's about what He wants. Wherever you are, inside, outside, I want you to pray in 1 minute while seated. And this is the prayer. Oh God, I'm available. Work on my mind. Simple. I'm available. Work on my mind. I'm available. Work on my mind. Shabbat. Can you be on your feet? Please be on your feet wherever you are. Please listen. We're going to pray one more prayer and we are done for tonight. Listen. So why will God want to alter your priorities? Listen carefully. We're going to pray, but listen to me very carefully. If God gives you money before he gives you himself, you will soon run away from him. If God gives you money before you are rooted, you will soon run. If God gives you the job before he gives you himself, the job will take you away from him. He wants to reorder your priorities. Reorder it, that when you become a multi-billionaire, you can still be an usher and you are happy about it. Now you are married, your husband will not become a complaint for why you don't come to church. No! Now you are married, your wife is no longer an excuse. She will not become an excuse why you are no longer praying. That you were so rooted. We're going to pray one more prayer before I pray with us. Lord, plant my feet in this kingdom that nothing in time can pull me off again. Plant my feet. Let me be rooted and grounded that nothing in time can uproot me. Lift your voice and pray inside, outside. Come and pray. Come on, are you praying outside? Are you praying outside? Let my feet go. Let me be rooted and grounded. Let my pride to be you and you alone. Let me desire nothing else. Lakabaya, are you praying?
I desire nothing else.
Hey!
No one else but you, Jesus. I desire nothing else. No one else but you, Jesus. I desire nothing else. No one else but you, Jesus. I desire nothing else. No one else but you, Jesus. Shabalalalalalalakaya.
Lord, nothing take your place in my heart. Not in the ministry. Not the gifts of the Spirit. Not manifestations. Not increase. Not prosperity. Not marriage. Not relationships. Not businesses. That everything comes second, you become a priority.
Seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love.
That's what we are talking about.
The one I love is ever before me, and the seals upon my heart. I live for the one I love.
The one I love. Come on, everybody declare the one I love.
The one I love.
Hey,
listen. Please listen. We are going to sing this song few more times, that everything should lose sight. Let him stand before you above the desire for a job, above the desire for marriage, above the desire for increase in ministry. Let him be the one. You will sing it from the depth of your heart, and I will speak about our lives. Media, please display the lyrics. For those who don't know it, please read it. You must not sing it, you can read it. Yeah, ever before my heart, I live for the one I love, the one I love, the one I love. Inside and outside. I live for the one I love. One more time. The one I love. Ever before me. Can you just lift your hands wherever you are? Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Please, can you just be still wherever you are? Just play it. Just be still wherever you are. Just be still if you can. Just be still if you can. Please refuse to be distracted. Just be still. I want to pray one prayer for us and then we'll do the altar call. There are a few people the Lord is telling me He's blessing you with hunger. 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 And for few people, He's planting a new desire in your heart for Himself. Desire for Him. Above the desire for whatever it is, desire for Him.
Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice today. That when you are looking, help this young man, that you are looking for men, may you find everyone here. That when you start looking for men, you're already looking for men. When you look for men to make millionaires, may you find men here. When you look for men to make apostles out of them, may you find them here. When you look for men to make prophets for nations out of them, may you find them here. When you look for men to make revivalists out of them, may you find them here. Tonight I decree and declare that whatever stands in between you and your maker, whatever stands in between you and your love for God, whatever stands in between you and your passion for God, let it be swallowed up this night. 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 For those whose prayer lives are dead, I speak revival. To those whose passion for the word of God is down, I speak revival. To those whose secret place is becoming weak, I speak strength. I speak strength in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whoever the enemy was sifting away, I pray restoration. I decree for restoration. As you go back home tonight, I decree and declare that the Lord sets your spirit on fire. The Lord sets your spirit on fire. The Lord sets your spirit on fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Listen, I'm seeing a few people, while you came in tonight, you were even crying from road. Oh God, I want a new dimension of your presence. Please lift your hands. You are in that category. I'm seeing a lot of people. You were coming. That was just your desire. I'm not going here for, Lord, all I want is your presence in another measure today. I stretch forth my hands now. This is the last prayer. And in the name of the resurrected Lord, at the count of three, inside and outside, I decree for a massive impartation. Let the Lord release himself on you now. Now, at the count of three, get ready. You have it. One, two, and now three. Take it now. Receive it. Shaka kepa rekata. Lempras kepa resko periakata. Inside and outside. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Shaka kepa rekata. Lempras kepa riakata. La parete kepa riakata. Shepro kepa periakata. It is yours. Rise on the wings of the Spirit. Rise on the wings of the Spirit. New experiences. New experiences. In Jesus' mighty name. You go back and be another man. Nothing is the same again. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Please, while everybody remains standing, you know you are here, you are not born again. Inside, outside, you are not born again, or somehow you cannot find it again. You are no longer in alignment with the Lord. Something happened and you are no longer here. Or at all, you just need to give your life to Christ today. It has never happened to you before. Please, wherever you are, inside, help that lady. Inside, outside, I want you to be a very wise person. This might be the only opportunity you have to make this right. God brought you for that reason. Please, wherever you are, I want to pray for you. Can you just run out quickly? If you are in that class, run out quickly. Whether you are dedicating your life to the Lord or giving your heart to the Lord today, please come quickly. Whether inside or outside, we can wait for you. Please run, come. Run, come. Wherever you are, come. I give up all I have to follow you. As I hear your voice calling, I will obey. I give up. Please come. If the Lord is talking to you, it means you are not very far from him. Come. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you, my brothers. God bless you. Bless you, my sister. Come. For many of you are feeling the Lord talking to you. Don't stay back.
I give up
all I have.
follow you.
You are coming from outside, we can wait.
As I hear your voice calling,
I give up. We sing one more time as we wait for you. Come.
All I have to follow you.
As I hear your voice.
As I hear your voice calling, I will obey.
One more time. I give up.
I give up. All I have to follow you.
As I hear your voice.
As I hear your voice calling, I will obey.
I give up, yeah.
I give up.
All I have.
All I have to follow you.
As I hear your voice.
As I hear your voice.
Those of you who are standing here, I want you to mean this from the depths of your heart. Can you place your hand in your chest? And you're going to pray after me. Please mean it from the depths of your heart. Your lives are changing now. Can you say, oh Lord God, this evening I come to you and I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, that he died for me and you raised him from the dead, all for my sake. And today I receive eternal life into my spirit and I'm born again. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name and amen. You are born again today and I pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that the name of the Lord be named upon these ones, and from today the enemy has no grip over your life. You begin to live the supernatural life in this kingdom. May the grace of God keep you, establish you, and make you become all that he desires you to be, in the name of the Lord Jesus. It is well with you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Please, you're going to take this way. There are people right outside that will attend to you quickly. And God bless you greatly. God bless you. Can you take this way? Go with them. Calling. I give up.
I give up.
All I have.
All I have to follow you.
As I hear your voice,
as I hear your voice calling, I will obey.
Father, let the power of God be on this lady now, and let every demonic influence over her life be over now. Now, now, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
As I hear your voice calling.
Her now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Satan, lose your grip over her completely. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of God is on you. I decree that the enemy loses his grip completely over you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, please let her be.
As I
hear your voice calling, I will obey. If this is your first time, you've not been here before, please, wherever you are, inside, outside, can we pray with you quickly? Please run out. Let's just bless you. Run out quickly wherever you are. Come out. Let's just bless you before we close. God bless you. God bless you. Just let her. Allow her.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page, Family Worship Experience International, or you could visit us on our Telegram page, Family Worship Experience International. You could contact us on 0817-401-2939.